Melbourne United's captain of last year, Mark Worthington, has jumped on the phone for us. G'day, Marco.
G'day, boys. Do you miss me?
We do. We,
absolutely we do.
The name game misses you.
Especially Supertramp too, were they? I've been down for a while.
Were they? We just read out a press release from Melbourne United in regards to you. And I don't know, they seem to be disappointed that you're leaving.
Yeah, it's a bit of a difficult decision. And I had a chat with both our owners today and the new coach, Dean, who seems like a fantastic bloke and has a very clear vision for the future and what he wants to do. And at the same time, I'm not getting any younger. And felt like I had some unfinished business after a pretty horrendous stint in Serbia where I had to have a shoulder reconstruction. So the time for me was now, and that's the decision that I made.
Mark, was the offer, and Marco alluded to it before, was the offer that was given by the Melbourne United, was it insulting?
It wasn't what I wanted. I don't know if it was insulting, but, it wasn't what I wanted at the time. And
you couldn't play for it, though, could you, Mark? The offer they gave you was you couldn't go.
I probably could have. If I was happy, if I thought that, my family was trenched deep enough in Melbourne and it would be tough for them to leave. But that's the beauty of having a young family, I guess, and the chance to give my kids a chance to get out and see more of the world again at a young age is a very lucky thing for them to do and a special thing. And I still have that luxury at the moment on my side.
Well, Marco, we'll be following what happens closely, mate. You're a good part of here of the run home.
And you could be a European correspondent.
We'd love that, actually.
I don't want to take that off Daniel Barb and all the soccer and all that, mate, but I'll do my best from overseas for you.
Hey, Wurtho, keep on punching,
just
mate.
Just last one. How desperate were you to stay, Wurtho? Just the last question.
I think I invested a lot in the club last year. Not only, the stuff that I got to do with you guys, but the rebranding and all that. I love my time here in Melbourne, and that's why I have a house here in Melbourne. And, once it's all said and done, I dare say I'll be living in Melbourne myself again. So I did love the town, and I've got very fond memories here, and I'm sure I'll have many more in the future as well.
Were they, to be fair, you flew the flag for Melbourne United. You were the face of the transition from the Tigers to United, and it seems to us, sitting here cosy in our 11-16 SEN studios, that they didn't value that too much. And they didn't try hard enough to keep you, mate, but good luck with what you do.
It's a two-way street, mate. It always is. And I'm sure, well, hopefully, sometime down the track, I'll be back.
Righto. Good on you, Wurtho. Thanks again.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Mark Worthington. You can make of that what you will. Let's get back to callers.
Diplomacy right there.